Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon, and it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. Today's episode, let's talk microneedling. I know you guys have been hearing about microneedling all year round. It definitely is trending, and this is a trend that's here to stay. It's also known as collagen induction therapy. And why do we call it that? Because microneedling is one of the most efficient ways to cause the skin to have a burst of collagen production. We typically are microneedling the face with either microneedle rollers, which sometimes can be good or bad. We also use a repetitive microneedling punching device, which is automation, 550 titanium needles that go up and down into the skin. These create dermal injury, and injury with a puncture in the skin surface is going to drive a whole response that comes with injury, including triggering collagen production. Platelets come to the area of injury. They release their stem cell growth factors and platelet growth factors, and we're often able to then also deliver ingredients below the surface of the skin in order to give a little boost to the dermal reproductive fibroblasts. So I'm a huge fan of microneedling. When we create this traumatic injury in the skin, we are going to generate repair mechanisms. And the biggest thing that turns on is collagen production. It's usually collagen type 1, a little bit of collagen type 3, and we can combine this with other procedures. Certainly, people do radiofrequency needling, where the needles have electric heat and current and laser or radiofrequency energy running through them. This is giving us the ability to tighten dermis. It also gives the ability to melt fat slightly. And it's also slightly controversial because microneedling devices that deliver heat or affect the dermis can have the inadvertent effect of extreme thinning of the dermis. So one thing I have cautioned patients and my friends and fellow colleagues about is our experience with seeing thinning of the dermis with very aggressive needling devices where there's not good temperature control, or people have had very deep penetration of needles in areas where the dermis is already super thin, like the neck. This can definitely predispose you to losing some dermal padding. Now, that's the last thing we want. We do not want to lose any dermal padding. When the dermis thins, that's a sign of aging. And if you're a young person and your dermis is thinning prematurely, you will have atrophied thin skin. You will get crepe tissue changes. You will lose elasticity and you will lose firmness. So it's pretty important that we are needling in the correct depth and plane and, you know, adjusting depth according to the skin when we're in thinner areas like the eyelids, the forehead, the neck. The needle depth should be smaller, like 1.5 to 2 millimeter depth. And if we can go deeper in the cheek, more padded areas, more resilient skin. But one of the most remarkable aspects of the microneedling is how it stimulates the fibroblasts to turn on. It also improves pigmentation. It tells melanocytes in the skin to kind of tone down production of melanin. It's able to improve your skin quality without super long downtime. And currently, with the topical products that we can apply after needling, we can have speedy recovery. So exosomes can be applied topically. Platelet-derived growth factor can be applied topically. PRP, your own platelet-rich plasma, can be applied, as well as any kind of cosmeceuticals like high-dose vitamin C, hyaluronic acid serums. These things can all penetrate into these microperforations and enhance results. It's one of my favorite things to use platelet-rich plasma as well as platelet-derived growth factor these days, which has 300,000 times the potency of platelet release factors that can trigger and improve skin visibly changing and improving redness, inflammation, and healing process super fast. So microneedling's incredibly versatile. I do recommend it for larger pore size, for thinning, atrophying dermis, fine lines and wrinkles, for pigmentation. All of these things are things that we can improve with microneedling. Generally, you don't have to overdo it. You don't need to microneedle every month, but some patients do. those of us that are beauty perfectionists or have switched from getting monthly facials to getting monthly microneedling, I'm a fan of about once every quarter when the seasons change is ideal. So a microneedle, you know, in the end of summer to get rid of summer dullness and dark brown spots and dry skin. And in the end of winter, same thing to get rid of dullness. So like seasonally to me makes a lot of sense. When we microneedle, we get better delivery of our skincare products at home. The vitamin C, the retin A, all the things that we use can have higher potency, more efficiency. So think of incorporating this into your beauty regimen. If you're a patient, I really almost don't want you to get facials anymore. I want to go right to the microneedling. It's great for acne scars, for prevention, for prejuvenation. And if you're a provider, definitely be so careful with the products that we are using to microneedle the skin. Make sure the depth is correct. Make sure the energy is not too high. Make sure we're not causing dermal thinning. And take a great look at the new products out there that are topically applied to help with healing. Polynucleotides, PDRNA, which is polydeoxyribonucleic acid. See, I have to pause to say that. Pause and take a deep breath. Polydeoxyribonucleic acids. These are polynucleotides. They help with healing. So many different things that are out there hitting the market in the U.S., but all of them for the benefit of you guys to have really great skin quality. That's it for now, guys. Don't forget to find me every Tuesday doing a longer podcast on Fridays as a 5-Minute Friday and talking all things aesthetics, longevity, skincare, plastic surgery, trends, how to live better, how to be a better human, how to biohack your life. These are things I'm learning for myself, so I love to teach you guys. Don't forget to find me on Fridays. That's a 5-Minute Friday. And our website is beautybydrk.com if you want to try our Transform Stem Cell Growth Factor. If you can't make it in, definitely use this product. It's going to bathe your cells in 400 human-derived stem cell growth factors that are typically bathing fibroblasts, telling them to turn into more youthful, less senescent cells. One of my favorites. Our Instagram is Beauty by Dr. K. Check us out there doing amazing things for people's faces. That's it for now, guys. Stay beautiful.